He hung up his balls and went home.
Oh yeah, did you hear Big Fatty died?
He retired. Oh, he died?
Yeah, he died. Yeah, because he doesn't podcast anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe we should have a memorial with him and British John then.
Let's have a pity party. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Aww.
Okay, we're done.
So did he leave you anything, Holly?
No.
He is your father.
Balls and that's it.
Oh. Hey, at least that on eBay. Sling.
Did you have to bury him in a piano crate?
Yeah, no. He wanted to be buried in the sling. I couldn't keep that.
Yeah. Oh, that goes with him.
It does.
Of course, Big Fatty, we're just teasing with you. I'm just saying that I miss your shows this week.
Isn't he like on a ship or something?
Yeah, he's on a cruise.
Yeah.
That tells you how much I've been listening to people's shows. So.
Well, it was on your tab.
This is not just me for a change. Yeah.
No, but you know what, JT? I don't have a life. You do, so.
Sorry.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Because he doesn't podcast anymore.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 415 of the BFO for Monday, the 7th of September, 2009. Coming up on today's show, y'all, I am not going to stop podcasting. And we're going to just go down memory lane again today. Oh, Big Fatty, we love a memory lane. Y'all, now you know, Archer quit podcasting. And, you know, it's being blamed on Big Fatty. And in some cases, Big Fatty is getting the thanks for making sure that it happened. But y'all, I'm telling you, it is all a giant secret plot, and I'm going to let you in on the secret, because you know October is Archer's birthday month, and y'all, this is a ploy. I guarantee you. I'm not taking down my sights. My sights are going to be up. That wish list has been updated, y'all. It is a ploy to get more birthday gifts than ever during the month of October. Y'all, I'm telling you, he is milking the birthday month into September now. And y'all, it's sad. It's just sad. It is just sad. But, you know, anyway. So be it, and for those of you that were hoping that Big Fatty was going to stop podcasting, well, fuck you. Hi, everyone. I hope your Labor Day in the United States is going well. Big Fatty has to work on Labor Day. I'm laboring, y'all. I am laboring. I am laboring, yes. And y'all, however, I am going to be taking a little time off around noon today to go down to the Apple Snack store because, y'all, Big Fatty, and y'all, there seems to be, y'all, it was the full moon, and I told you strange things were going to happen, and y'all, all over the Twitty, my iPhone case has stopped, it doesn't charge anymore, Larry Clyde stopped working. Fairy Princess Holly stopped working. There's several other people who's had trouble with their with their iPhone cases. And y'all, Big Fatty, he bought him a nice leather one. And y'all, it wouldn't charge the iPhone. And I don't understand it. And so Big Fatty, well, Big Fatty, you know how to fix that. And, you know, so Big Fatty hit the restore button, and y'all, now the iPhone is locked up. It won't do anything. It just sits there. It's a picture of an apple and a progress bar showing it is complete, and it's not doing anything. So I have made an appointment with the concierge to go to the Apple Snack store at 12:15 p.m., So if any of you are going to be in the Charleston area at 12:15 p.m. and would like to meet Big Fatty at the Apple Snack store at the concierge desk, I will be visiting with a genius. And y'all, I'll probably walk in and they'll go, oh, fuck. Big Fatty, all you got to do is push this button. And, you know, but anyway, not working. Big Fatty. But how was your Labor Day holiday? Well, for some of you, it's still going on. Now, for those of you, in the southern hemisphere, you are beginning to see the signs of spring. You can feel the red robin come bobbing along, and you are beginning to get the spring thaw. The spring thaw, y'all. That's, you know, all those folks down there in the southern hemisphere are getting a spring thaw. Y'all, it's been cool. It's been downright cool here in Upchuck. So, but y'all, it's interesting that we started today's show with Archer talking about Big Fatty doesn't podcast anymore. And, you know, be careful what you say because it might come back to bite you in the ass because, as we all know, y'all, he quit. He quit at 1,000. I am done. I'm done. And y'all, everybody, oh, I'm blaming this on Big Fatty. And, you know, so be it. Big Fatty will take the blame. But, y'all, I guarantee you, he's listening to this as he eats his Cheerios. And, y'all, Big Fatty cannot stop because there are too many people that are dependent. And now, much more dependent. Oh, I used to drink my coffee listening to Archer, but now what am I going to do? Y'all, y'all, if I don't see my numbers go up, I'm quitting. Okay, I'm quitting. I'm kidding. I'm not quitting. Although, like I said, I'm sure there are some of you who wish I would. Now, y'all, for those of you who are near a Chick-fil today, and y'all, this is very important. In fact, this may be breaking news. This is in the Bat Cave Coupon Center. Wear your favorite team colors on Labor Day and receive a free Chick-fil sandwich. Y'all, it's true. It's true. And I know most of you do not watch the college football, even though, y'all, it was the kickoff weekend of college football. It was the kickoff weekend. And, y'all, if you go to a Chick-fil and wear your favorite team colors after 10:30 until closing on Labor Day, and this may be in the Northern Hemisphere only, you will receive a free complimentary Chick-fil sandwich. And, y'all, you know where Big Fatty is going to be. Now, y'all, I don't know what many of you are doing on Labor Day. Now, I do know that... the patron saint of the BFO, Mr. Tim Cormall and Mr. Ron Prado Soho are up there in the New Yorks with Tasty Diane and Chef Mark and others because y'all Tim sent me a picture of some sort of pork store or something like that. What was it called? It was the old pork shop, y'all. He sent me a picture of the old pork shop and he's made it into a song. It's the old pork shop. She ain't what she used to be. Ain't what she used to be. Ain't what she used to be. The old pork shop. She ain't what she used to be. Poor Big Fatty. But y'all, I know what Jeremiah's doing because he's called in. Yes, that's right. Jeremiah has called in, y'all, to tell Big Fatty what he is doing for Labor Day. But guess what, y'all? I am holding Jeremiah's phone call hostage. Yes, that's right. Big Fatty is holding Jeremiah's phone message hostage. Unless you call in and tell Big Fatty, oh, Big Fatty, we want to hear Jeremiah. Oh, no, we've got to hear about Jeremiah. Oh, no, you must play it today. No, not doing it. Not doing it. If I don't get phone calls of you calling in, Larry the Lurker especially, I want you to call in. And the number is 206-337-1438, 206-337-1438. You can take the number out of your phone for the Archer Radio, because y'all, he has stopped. So you don't have to call him anymore, but you can call Big Fatty and tell him what you're doing for the Labor Day. Y'all, it's still going on. There's still time. And I'm holding Jeremiah's phone message hostage. And y'all, there's another phone message that is very intriguing. Big Fetish, not quite sure who it's from. It's very intriguing, though. It's very intriguing. And I'm holding them hostage. Now, y'all, for those of you who are... I was over at Archer. I'm back to Archer again. Excuse me, I'm a little phlegmy. Y'all, I had some delicious chicken soup with winter vegetables and some focaccia bread. Three cheese focaccia bread for dinner on Sunday. And y'all, it's swimming upstream on me. But many of you went over to Archer's site. Please don't stop by. Y'all, you know damn good and well where you're supposed to send those kind of comments. You're supposed to send all comments like that to Post Office Box 561, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. So, y'all, if you're upset about Archer stopping podcasting, once again, that address is Post Office Box 561, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. And if you're so inclined to send Archer a, you know, if you're gonna succumb to this hijacking of September as a second birthday month, y'all, send those birthday presents to Post Office Box 561, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. Y'all, I went to the before I forget. You know, because it's Labor Day, but Big Fatty had to go do the coupon. Y'all, this may be the best coupon I've done yet. Y'all, they had a good sale at the Publix today. They have the turkey breast, y'all. Anytime they have, and this is a hint from Big Fatty. Hint is, you know, Heloise. Well, this is not Heloise. This is hints from Big Fatty. Y'all, anytime they have the turkey breast on sale for 99 cents a pound, buy it. Put it in the freezer, and you can cook it later. And Miss West, you've got that new slow cooker. You can cook a turkey breast in the slow cooker. It will be the most magnificent, juicy breastises of a turkey that you've ever put in your mouth. And y'all, it is delicious. And I've got one in the slow cooker right now. It's gonna cook all Sunday night, and I'll be munching on it on Labor Day. Y'all, by the time I may have it for breakfast. I may have it for breakfast while others are eating Cheerios. I may have turkey breast. But y'all, they had all kinds of really good stuff. They had the mild sausage on sale also. And the Rotel. You know, you love the Rotel dip, y'all. I know you love a Rotel dip. They had it on sale also. But y'all, Big Fatty spent $36.46. But y'all, listen to this. He spent $36.46, but he saved $28.73. Now, y'all, that's getting very close to Big Ol' Bottom's numbers up there in the Columbia. You know, Big Ol' Bottom, he is the other half of Trucker Alex. And Big Ol' Bottom, I think that will get his attention, y'all. I think that will get his attention. And so, anyway, I'm just saying. I am just saying. So, y'all, and Big Fatty bought two of the turkey breasts, y'all. Two of the turkey breastises, and one of them's cooking. And and y'all, I bought fresh pineapple also. So I know I'm going to have a sore throat because my mother told me so. But y'all, pineapple, fresh pineapple will give you the sore throat. My mother said so, so it must be true. And y'all, a couple of weeks ago, Big Fatty was talking about the safety patrols and everything. And I got the sweetest e-letter. And I want to read it to you. And it was from Sterling. And y'all, I don't know that Sterling has ever written in before, but so Sterling, you may be Larry the Lurker. And by the way, Larry the Lurker, I'm expecting Larry the Lurker to call in, or I'm holding Jeremiah's phone call hostage. And you know, you can call in and say, "Oh, Big Friday, this is Larry the Lurker," and oh, but y'all, speaking of Larry the Lurker, when I was over at the Hara Hotel last weekend. Larry the Lurker, who used to live in Texas, that Big Fatty was supposed to meet up at the IMLs. Well, y'all, he's moved to Augusta, Georgia. And oh, Big Fatty, you're visiting the Hara Hotel in Augusta, and you're right here. I'm within inappropriate touching distance of you. Did I see him, y'all? No. Larry the Lurker still. So anyway, but y'all, Sterling wrote to Big Fatty, and I want to share this because it's just the sweetest letter. Big Fatty, you could have been describing my childhood. When I was on a safety patrol, I was a safety patrol as well, though our straps were orange, not white. Well, now, y'all, clearly Sterling is not nearly as old as Big Fatty because, you know, we had the white. You had to bleach them, y'all. You had to bleach those belts. My particular job was to raise and lower the flag. The state and the American flag. I felt very important every morning out there at the flagpole in front of the school. If the weather turned bad each day, I was excused from whatever I was doing in class, even if it was a test, to dash outside and lower the flag out of the rain. It took two of us to fold the flag in the correct fashion, and we were told that if we ever let it touch the ground, it had to be burned. Y'all, it's true. If the flag touches the ground, it has to be burned. And y'all, my grandmother, she was part of some sort of garden club or something like that, some old bitty club, that, you know, they would gather flags that had touched the ground, and they'd have a big flag burning in the harvest time of the year, which we're moving into, y'all. We're moving into the harvest in the Northern Hemisphere. We're moving into the spring. Spring is budding down in the Southern Hemisphere. We took the train to Washington, D.C. for our patrol trip, and every night for a week, I ate fried scallops for dinner. Can't even look at them now. Now, y'all, Big Fatty is going to talk about the safety patrol trip. I've got my list right here. I'm going to write it down here because y'all, there are some stories about the safety patrol trip. but did we go to Washington D.C. or did we go to New York? I think we went to New York, y'all. Maybe we went to Washington D.C. I don't remember where we went, but there's a story. There's a story, the safety patrol trip. We were on the train also. Sterling goes on to say, I also love the monkeys, and poor Peter was my favorite too. Davy seemed to get all the media attention, though, but I thought Peter was cuter. Did you hear he was recently diagnosed with mouth cancer? No, I did not hear that. And I'm stunned. Oh! And the program was a hoot. Y'all, it was a hoot. And his desire to have a spiral staircase to this day stems from that show. Thanks for the walk down memory lane. I haven't thought of my elementary school teachers in decades. There was Ms. Goglia, y'all. Ms. Martin. Lord, y'all, he had Ms. Martin also. Y'all, there's Leola. No, it wasn't Leola. It was, what was her first name? Eleanor Martin. Miss Peters, Miss Jolly, she wasn't. And Miss Meany, she was. And Miss Potter, she had huge boobs, which was very disconcerting for a gay boy in the sixth grade. And Miss Height, who was only 5'2". lots and lots of memories. How come I can't remember where I parked my car an hour ago? Well, y'all, Sterling, that's just the way it is. And y'all, I told him, I said, what a wonderful e-letter, and thank you for sharing your memories also. So, Sterling, thank you so much. And Sterling, I expect you to call Big Fatty and tell him what you're doing on the Labor Day. Labor Day! And y'all, the safety patrol trip is something that Big Fatty will indeed talk about. And y'all, I've gotten quite a few responses also to the toys. Y'all, several people had the mousetrap game and were always talking about the bicycles and everything. And oh dear Gussie, Lord have mercy, Big Fatty you vomited a quick 20 minutes today. But y'all, the one thing I'm going to mention came in from Trucker Alex. You know, I said that you weren't shit if you didn't have a bicycle. Well, y'all, he reminded me that if I was like him, you would take a clothespin, and y'all, clothespin is what you used to use to hang your clothes on the clothesline out in the backyard. We didn't have dryers; they had to dry on the line. But a clothespin, you take a clothespin and you take a greeting card and you clothespin it to the spokes in your and your bicycle and make it sound like a motorcycle. And when you'd hear that motorcycle coming, you'd think of Archer and...
Because he doesn't podcast anymore.
Oh.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.